evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Of course, it is Thursday, May 17th, 2007, and it is about a minute past 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Glad that you have decided to join in tonight. Excuse me. It's bad coffee, I guess. There we go. Okay, I actually turned the mic off that time. Thought I'd be polite. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And maybe you're surfing over at our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there. Courtesy of Webmaster James. We appreciate him. It's his site. He does all the work. He pays all the expenses, and we appreciate him endlessly. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And we have a special guest joining us tonight. I've interviewed with him before, and the guy's just phenomenal. So much information to share on a wide variety of different subjects. But what we'll probably be talking about is genetic manipulation. Where it is, why it is. When did it start? What's its purpose? Where is it going? What do we have to look forward to or be afraid of, I guess, in the near to distant future? Fantastic stuff from our special guest this evening, Tom Horn. Now, you may have perused his website because it's always chock full of incredible news. His website is www.RaidersNewsNetwork.com. Now, if you just type in Raiders News, you're going to come up to the football website, so you don't want to do that. RaidersNewsNetwork.com. We'll give that out periodically. Now, Tom Horn has a new book coming out about this exact thing, and we'll be discussing that. We'll be discussing his forthcoming appearance in Roswell, New Mexico at the Roswell Festival. That's taking place in the summer. The book comes out in July, and, yeah, a lot of great information available. So we'll be talking about that. There's also his brand-new publishing company that he is putting together and putting out some fantastic works from other people as well. So really a heck of a lot of information here tonight on the program. I hope you'll be a part of it with us. And as far as the news goes, certainly plenty of that. Didn't really get into a whole lot of news last night. I'm kind of surprised, but it's amazing, I guess, how I can babble about one or two stories and really have that eat up a whole hour. But needless to say, there is always a lot of important things going on. It does take a certain sort of functional attention deficit disorder, I guess, to kind of pay attention to all of it. And we certainly try to do that here on the show. But to be able to collect it and put it all together and actually have time to get it out there in these news patterns that we try to do here on the program, that in and of itself takes usually a significant amount of time. So as usual, we'll have to just fit in what we can here tonight. Tom Horn will be joining us when we come back from this first break. And, you know, we've scheduled him for 2 hours, but if he's cooking, which he usually is, we may ask him to stay longer. If you guys are weighing in with your thoughts and asking your questions, we'll see if he can hang on with us, because the guy's just top-notch and certainly a diamond in the rough. As far as guests go, it's just a rarity to be able to pin Tom down for a little while to get him on the show. So it was a real pleasure for me to be able to announce that we have him here tonight. So fantastic stuff all over the place. A beautifully nice, cool day here in Northwest Arkansas. It's in the 70s. Tonight's going to be in the 40s. I'm enjoying that. It's going to be a nice weekend here. I hope that you, wherever you might be, are, you know, have some appropriately nice weather to look forward to this weekend, and maybe some nice things planned. I don't know. I noticed that as I was driving in, gas prices have gone up again. They were $2.29 when I left, or excuse me, $2.29, $3.29. I wish they were $2.29. $3.29 when I left work last night. Driving in today, $3.35. That's for the cheap stuff, by the way. And that's at the gas stations that, you know, about average price. They're not the highest ones. They're not the lowest ones. So really, we're taking a beating here in this area. But based on what I've heard from you guys, some of you have it a lot worse. Anyway, all that having been said, stay with us. We're back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, heard planet-wide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest this evening is a man who has really dazzled me every time we've spoken on air and off air. And certainly, gosh, if he had the time available, we'd have him on probably every day. But but he does not. He's a busy man. He's always learning and putting out new things. His first book was entitled, I believe it was his first one, was entitled The Airman Gate, and we'll talk about that. His forthcoming book is called Nephilim Stargates, The Year 2012 and the Return of the Watchers. Fantastic stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the program Tom Horn. Tom, thanks for your time tonight, sir.
Hey, Frank. Well, it's so great to hear your voice again. I can't remember the last time we did a show together. It seems to me like it was at least a year ago.
I think it was. Certainly a lot has gone on. I mean, I've moved tonight, and you are obviously moving and shaking in the publishing world too, so you're making a dent out there, my friend, and I appreciate you making time for us.
Well, I hope we're making a dent. You referred to me a moment ago as a dazzler, but isn't that a new weapon that DARPA put out?
It wouldn't surprise me. Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's exactly what we're going to be talking about here tonight, is how things are being changed all over the place. And, of course, things such as non-lethal weapons, we're told that that's inherently good for us. But science in general is being applied in a number of different ways. And, you know, I'm not Ted Kaczynski-esque or anything, but at the same time, I'm starting to really, and I suppose I've been heading that way for a while, but I'm starting to really question the goals, the aims, and the agendas, and the movements of the scientific community, because I've really not seen anything positive for humanity's sake or just for individual's sake.
Well, I mean, and thank God, Frank, for you, and hopefully there's more people like you. It doesn't mean that there, you know, that there might not be some real advantages to some of the current technology. Mm-hmm. But in a lot of the fields of technology, you know, we're advancing, we're creating things first, and you, me, and the rest of the population are a big test lab right now, especially with regard to genetically modified things, biotechnology, nanotechnology. Yes. And you probably saw today, you know, we're out of the UK, and this was not a surprise to us, but where they've approved the process of creating human-animal embryos for research purposes. But all of this is drip, drip, drip. It's the Fabian process of gradualism, bit by bit, little by little. You know, we get our defenses down until after a while we accept things that we would have never accepted before. I mean, did you ever, maybe even 10, 15 years ago, did you ever think you would see a headline that said that the scientific community was backing the production of human-animal embryos?
God, no. I the story you're referring to, by the way, folks, you can access it right off of Tom's website. It's www.RaidersNewsNetwork.com, and I believe it's the big story of the day. And I'll tell you what, Tom, when I first read this, I said, surely this can't be real. So here we are. Never mind 15 years ago. I was in disbelief today. And here's the thing that jumped out at me, this line right here. Sir David King, the government's chief scientific advisor, said he welcomed the move. Quote, "I believe that the approach to the creation of embryos containing human and animal material is the right one." End quote. What the heck does that mean? It's not even quantified in the story. I mean, I can't believe that anybody would go on the record, let alone somebody affiliated with the government, to say, I think crossbreeding animals and humans is a good thing. I think it's the right move. What? That's insane. What is going on, Tom? I don't, I'm just baffled by this. I know we've been headed in this direction, but that they could be so blatant about it, it makes me think that there's really a lot further along than they would like us to believe.
Well, I'm absolutely convinced that they're a whole lot further along. Yeah. You know, since when hasn't science, especially in the government and in the military and where black budgets operate, since when haven't they always taken whatever technology was available to them? And typically by the time the public finds out about it and it ekes over into our reality, I mean, we're 20, 30 years behind what they've been producing. And, you know, that was the whole thing. You mentioned a moment ago my last book is my first book, The Ahriman Gate. Actually, my first book was written about 20 years ago. It was called Spiritual Warfare, The Invisible Invasion.
Wow.
My second one was written about 10 or 12 years ago. It was called The Gods Who Walk Among Us.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And then finally, my wife and I, we got together. It took us about 7 years doing research, because we wrote it in our spare time, but we wrote the book, The Ahriman Gate, mm-hmm. which was the book that you first interviewed me mm-hmm. on. Mm-hmm. And then finally, of course, this new book, Nephilim Stargates, kind of a lengthy title, huh? Nephilim Stargates, The Year 2012 and The Return of the Watchers. I had to get all in power words in there. You know, I couldn't quite figure out what I wanted to call this thing.
Oh, it hooks people, though, I tell you. It really does.
But it was this emerging technology that you're talking about, you know, that about 12 years ago I started seeing this stuff, and I still remember the day when the word transgenics leaped off the page at me as I was searching the news. And because I was always interested in genetics and things like that, I thought, well, transgenics, transgenes, what are they talking about? And as I started reading this research, I couldn't believe that we were even at a stage where we could begin crossing species barriers and transgenically altering species by introducing the DNA of one species into another species, and what might the ramifications of that be. And so I started doing research, and man, Frank, I couldn't believe it. I mean, that year, fully one-fourth of all federal research grants from the government was going to transgenic research. And I thought, if a fourth of the money that's taken from taxpayers, that's given in the form of grants from the government, whether it's DARPA or some other agency that's handing out our tax dollars, you know, for their purposes,
yeah.
why isn't this being talked about? If it's 25% of that amount of money coming from the government, why aren't we hearing about this in the news? What is this? And I wasn't even familiar with the term, and so I started studying transgenics, which led me, of course, to a much broader interest in biotechnology and other forms of cloning and genetic modification and whatever. And what I was surprised about was that none of the, you know, the people, the talking heads for the religious community, none of them were talking about this. Either they weren't aware of it, or they weren't interested in it, or they didn't understand it, or it didn't strike them the same way that it was affecting me, because I just thought, you know, the ethics, the philosophical questions that are raised by breaching the species barriers are, I mean, they're like a thousandfold. And so I started looking into this, and I wrote a couple of editorials on it. One of them got pretty wide distribution. I can't even remember the name of the editorial now, but it was on this whole subject of, you know, what are the ethical ramifications of transgenic species, and ultimately might this lead? Now get this. This was only a theory 10 years ago. Ultimately, might this lead to transgenic humans? Might we, for whatever reasons, for whatever laboratory purposes, might we justify the creation of humans, which are only part human and part something else, animal, whatever? Well, now today we're doing that in laboratories around the world, but it was only a theory then. Yeah. And I was curious what the ethics of that might be. And so I write this editorial. It gets pretty wide distribution. Out of nowhere, I get an email from Cal Thomas, the syndicated columnist for the L.A. Times, and he believes that I've struck on something, and he believes that it is indicative of the end of time, that it literally is pointing to the coming of Christ, that the world can't possibly continue down this trail.
Wow.
And so, you know, I felt, okay, I struck a chord with somebody at least, you know. And I started doing whatever I could, and I happened to be on a radio show, my friend and your friend, Dr. Stan Monteith. And I had been selected by Cloud 10 Pictures. They were promoting a movie that they had put out. It had Louis Gossett Jr. and Judd Nelson in it. And part of this movie, the enemy character in the movie is developing telekinesis as a result of the experiments that they're doing with these people. And I had asked Dr. Monteith, you know, just in general, if he thought, you know, do you think that technology will actually ever take us to places like this? Well, we develop humans that have telekinetic-like abilities by being altered transgenically. And he started crying. And when he collected himself, it was the first time he'd ever done that. I've been on his show a lot of times, many, many, many times over the years, and I never heard him break down and just start crying. And he told me that he had just come back from a medical conference, that even though he's retired, you know, as a medical doctor, he still goes to these conferences, and that they were talking about those very things. Well, it was about that same time that the President's Council on Bioethics was getting ready to hand down their report, and so some of their report was being, you know, looked at by these medical doctors and ethicists and people that work in fields of medicine, and they were prognosticating that we were headed towards a transhumanist future. And this was, you know, words like posthumanism, transhumanism, those words didn't even exist. You know, you, me, anybody listening to this show knows that what I'm saying is true. Those were not even terms that existed just a few years ago. Yeah. Now you can go anywhere. You can go to Wikipedia, and you can look up posthumanism and transhumanism. And these doctors were saying we're headed that direction, and it's going to happen. And Dr. Monteith felt, you know, this is certainly going to compel great judgment from God. And so I thought, I got to write about this. And, you know, so ultimately that was what set me on the course of looking into these advancing sciences.
Let me jump in here quickly. Folks, stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Back, friends and foes, ladies and gentlemen, glad you're here. Our special guest this evening is Tom Horn. You can go to his website and read about his amazing research that we've been talking about here, all these news opportunities and different stories that they have available there, as well as information on Tom's books, all available through his website, www.raidersnewsnetwork.com. Please welcome back to the show, Tom Horn. And Tom, you know, you mentioned about how the it's about seeing the writing on the wall, in essence, and then, you know, looking at it and applying it and writing about it. And when you put out the Ahriman Gate, that was fiction, but it was based on emerging technologies. The forthcoming book, from what I understand, is the actual solid technology. It's the proof, the facts, if you will.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And and you'll be the first person, you'll be the first one that I tell this to on the radio, that any of your listeners that are interested in that book, we're going to do something we've never done before. This is a legitimate deal. If they go to officialdisclosure.com, www.officialdisclosure.com, they will, right on the top of that page, they'll see an ad for that book. Amazon is going to be selling it starting on July 7th, but we've put together a deal on July 10th. If they buy the book from Amazon on July 10th, that day only, and it's only going to cost them $10.17,
wow,
all they have to do is send us a photocopy of their receipt, and we're going to send them $95 in books and CDs and stuff, and everything's there. It's all spelled out. It's a legitimate deal. It's not a con, but it's for that one day only. After that, then, of course, they can just get the book wherever they get it.
Oh, but, fantastic.
But you're right. Here's the interesting thing. In order to make the novel, The Ahriman Gate, which, by the way, has become one of the best-selling books in the CBA. It was number 23 in the entire CBA. That's hundreds of publishing houses and all Christian bookstores. It was book number 23 last quarter.
Wow.
So it has just done wonderful. It's got 55-star reviews. We're very happy about it. I still can't believe that it's done that well, because I don't consider myself to be a great writer. Fiction. But I wanted the fiction to be believable.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, I wanted, if somebody who works in biotechnology or whatever was going to read this book, I wanted what we were saying in the book to sound believable to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that I had to do a great deal of research into the actual sciences.
Wow.
And so I started compiling papers, anything I could find. Started actually making some contacts, found a couple of people who were involved in biotech who were willing to talk to me. And then eventually, of course, I brought my wife on board to help me to develop the plot line, because she's a lot better on the fictional side. I've only ever written nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
I needed her to help me with the character development and all that. And I'm, anyway, happy with the way that it turned out. But the thing that was interesting to me happened on two levels, because, as you know, Frank, I have a background in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in theology and things like that, but I'm also interested in the news, and I'm interested in what's happening on the sociological level, and I'm interested in what's happening in science, which could ultimately impact people. I'm interested in libertarian issues, freedom of speech. I mean, I have all these interests. And so here I am, and I'm looking into this research on biotechnology, transgenics, genetic modification, nanotechnology, all those things. And I'm trying to wrap my mind around some of the incredible things that we are poised to be able to do with this science then and now that we are doing, and what the next phases in this will be. And some of it's just incredible. I mean, like some of the new sciences, creating nanorobotic devices that will actually be able to inject into your bloodstream and make corrections to your bloodstream and flush out your system from some of the things that happen as you get older, that your blood won't take care of itself, and the fact that you live to be 1,000 years old, according to some of these people. I mean, that sounds incredible today, but I remember where just 10 years ago what we're talking about today as a matter of science fact also sounded incredible. So anyway, so I'm doing this research, but I start seeing this pattern that, for whatever reason, this started leaping out at me, that there was this telling in ancient history of an event where the gods came down and they performed biotechnology.
Mm-hmm.
They started tinkering with the DNA of living organisms, especially humans and animals and plants and like that. And this was a record that I started finding. I found it in the Bible. I found it in other ancient religions. Sumerian texts, Greek texts, Egyptian texts, the Titans. This story was Chinese. The story is told all around the world about this event where these super scientists or intelligent life forms or whatever came down, and they are tinkering with human DNA. And it started emerging to me that I was actually kind of reading the first record in history of transgenic science. The very thing that I was talking about now, and the issues that I had about it, and what the ramifications might be in terms of transhumanism and posthumanism, had actually already happened once before. And you know what I'm saying? It just leaped out at me that these things had done this for their own reason. They were the first ones who opened the Ahriman Gate.
That's right.
And I wondered if now man, in his rush to play God, might repeat
just
the same thing that had happened once before.
A quick break here, folks. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with more from our guest, Tom Horn. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. Of course, let me remind you, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at the Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area, all the recreational activities of Branson, Missouri, and, of course, the peace and quiet and calm of Bull Shoals Lake here in Arkansas. Fantastic place for you to plan your family vacation this year or at any time of the year. It doesn't have to be in the summer, certainly. It's just beautiful all year round. You can visit them on the web and check it out for yourself there at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. We certainly appreciate them, and we ask you to support our sponsors and our advertisers and our special guest tonight as well, his fantastic website, RaidersNewsNetwork.com. Just double-checking that, yes, RaidersNewsNetwork.com. Tom, you know, the first time I tried to look you up, I think I'd accidentally gotten the football team, the Raiders webpage, and I said, this can't be right. But anyway, hey, Tom, during the break, we got a call from one of our listeners who was wondering if you would repeat the offer, please.
Yes, it's all you have to do is go to the website, officialdisclosure.com, officialdisclosure.com. And they'll find some notes there that have to do with tonight's radio show. They'll also, though, right at the top, they'll see that ad for the book, Nephilim Stargates. And there's a little place right down below that says, really, I can get $95 in free gifts for buying this book. And if they just click on that, it'll take them to a page that explains everything to them. It's really simple.
Wonderful.
They just buy the book on July 10th from Amazon. com, and then when they print their receipt out, make us a photocopy, send it to us, make sure they give us their return address, and we're going to send them everything that's listed on that page. It's that one day only. It's almost $100 worth of free stuff. It's a legitimate deal. It's not a con. And we're glad to do it. It's going to cost us a lot of money to do it, but we're doing it because we want to get Nephilim Stargates ranked highly at Amazon so that a lot of people can get this book and read it and see what it is.
Oh, wow.
So that's what it's about. It's a real deal, and we're happy to do it for them. Officialdisclosure.com.
It's amazing. I will send that link to the webmaster, too, and make sure that we have it posted on our site, if that's all right with you.
That's fine. Do okay. that. We're going to have it up at Raiders News Network, too.
Great.
We did something similar to that when the Aramon Gate came out, and it actually almost it crashed our server. And Amazon couldn't even keep up. It was fun actually. It was fun, but that wasn't anything compared to what we're doing now. I mean, I think we were giving them one of the book. If you buy this book this time around, it's 5 books and a 6-hour CD series and a bunch of stuff. I mean, I must be insane.
Well, I don't know if you're insane or not, my friend. You're incredibly generous, and I think it also highlights that you're in this for the right reasons to get the truth out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the honest truth is the Lord has been good to me. In fact, you're mentioning that resort there in Arkansas a minute ago, and as you know, we just bought a farm outside of Branson.
I know you did.
So
fantastic. In fact,
that sound, you were singing me back home, and I'm not even there yet.
I'm just just trying to make you more anxious to get out here. But you know what? It would be really exciting to maybe do something there, maybe have you give a speaking engagement.
Well, listen, I'm open to anything. You know, I'm leaving here. The only reason I'm still in Oregon is we had to sell our house that was here. Plus, I'm leaving on the 15th from here on a one-month road trip with some of our authors. And I just didn't want to leave Oregon, go there, and turn around and come right back here because we have a motorhome that's parked here that belongs to my son-in-law that we're going to be using. Mm-hmm. And so I just stayed here. But on the 15th of June, we're leaving out of here. I'm having a honorary doctorate. Here's a great story. I don't want to take your radio show time to tell
it. No, take all the time.
But,
I might see. Here's the thing, Tom. We've got 4 hours, actually about 3 hours and 20 minutes at this point. And you're welcome to stay as long as you'd like, because I know that the listeners are going to have questions. So you take all the time you want, my friend.
Well, I intended on being on your show for 2 hours, so I don't know. I probably got confused, but...
Oh, no. We scheduled two, but because we do the interviews now at the top half of the show, if they go over, then we have the wiggle room just in case.
Oh. Well, it's a great story because, in fact, I probably, you know, at some point tonight, maybe I can tell your listeners, one of the other things that interested me in this had to do with my you know, when I was a kid, some of the stuff that was going on in my family that didn't I couldn't make sense out of it. I didn't understand it. Later on, as a pastor, I started seeing some patterns, things that made me realize that part of this was equivalent to what some people refer to as alien abduction. It was some stuff that was occurring with my sister, later on with her daughter. These were things that I just, you know, they were part of my life. I didn't get them. I couldn't understand them. I needed to make sense of it. Here I was a pastor. Later on, I was an exorcist, and I knew that my whole family was hiding part of this. But there was a guy that helped me in the late 1980s who wrote a book called The Cosmic Conspiracy, Satan's Last Assault on the Kingdom of God. I had never heard of him before, but he was the first guy that started providing some answers that I needed. I happened to be reading Charisma and Christianity Today. This was just barely out of the hippie movement, so the whole, you know, remember the old covers for Charisma? They were all bubbly looking text and yeah, flowers and all that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was reading that one day, and there was a thing in there that said, "What are UFOs?" And it was an excerpt from a book written by a guy by the name of Dr. I.D.E. Thomas. He was a president from a college in California, and his students had asked him to please explain what UFOs are. And he had decided, he told me this years later, that he had decided to do one chapel on what are UFOs, and then he did two, and then he did three, and then he did four, and the questions kept coming, and finally, before you knew it, he had done so much research, he turned it into a book. He was the first guy that really provided some answers for me, which I needed at that time to try to make sense out of some of the stuff that was going on in my family. that thank God didn't touch me, but it did touch other members of my family, and we can talk about the whole spiritual warfare aspects of that later tonight if you want to.
Oh yeah.
But Thomas was the first guy that actually helped me. And now get the irony of this. Years later, in fact last year, the Hearthstone, the publishing house that had published Dr. I.D.E. Thomas's book, went out of business. Dr. Thomas, by now I knew him. He contacted me, wanted to know if I want to republish his book, The Omega Conspiracy, which I'm doing. I've already. It's going to be out before the end of the year. We're putting it out in a golden anniversary type edition. Very excited about it.
Wow.
And I just, you know, this whole irony that here the first guy who ever actually helped me decades later comes to me and asks if I'll republish his book. I mean, how sweet is God to do something like that, huh?
Yeah.
And so I agreed to do it. And here just 2 weeks ago, Lynn Marzulli emailed me and he said, "Hey, Tom, where are you going to be on June 15th? You need to be in California because the university down here is going to confer on you an honorary doctorate for your life contributions to the study of theology." And it had happened because Dr. I.D.E. Thomas had recommended me to one of the universities down there. So that's the first stop in our tour.
Congratulations, Tom. Congratulations.
Oh, well, thank you. And the truth is, it means a lot to me because of who the mantle is falling from, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And so it's a great blessing. I mean, it's a historical event for me. It means a great deal to me because of it being connected to Dr. Thomas. What a sweet old man. He's a Quintarian now, and I just love him so much. But anyway, that'll be the first stop in our tour. We go from there to several other places where we'll be speaking, and then on July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm speaking in Roswell, New Mexico at the Roswell Festival.
Mm-hmm.
The Guy Malone and also the city there invited me to give a lecture on the title of this book, Nephilim Stargates, the Year 2012 and the Return of the Nephilim.
Wow.
And so I'm going to be giving a lecture there. Now, I talked to Spencer Bennett today,
mm-hmm.
and there is a possibility that he's going to bring a film crew there that's actually an award-winning film crew that are going to film it. The city of Roswell, I already know, is filming it, so that's going to be turned into a DVD.
That's
all very exciting. And then from there, we go to the CBA, the Christian Booksellers Association Conference. As you mentioned when I came on your show tonight, that, you know, now we are also publishing other authors. We just put out Patty Heron's new book. People might remember Patrick Heron, the Pyramid of the Apocalypse. His new book's out now, mm-hmm. Apocalypse Soon. We were privileged to publish that. It's in the process of going to the printer tonight or tomorrow. Lynn Marzulli's new book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And that's not a fiction book. That's actually a nonfiction book that's coming out by him. And anyway, I don't want to get off on talking about all that.
Amazing.
So it's very exciting right now to be in this phase and to be able to be involved.
Now we know why you haven't been back in a year.
You've
been very busy.
Yeah, but, you know, but astonishingly, mm-hmm. it all kind of goes back to the same thing anyway.
Yeah.
And it was what I was finding when I was doing this research for transgenics. I ran into these, some of these people like Marzulli, Heron, different ones who also had an interest in trying to understand what was it, Frank, what was it
mm-hmm.
that different civilizations around the world recorded eons ago when the gods, italic, came down
mm-hmm.
and they mingled their species with the human race. But it was the methodology mm-hmm. that grabbed me.
Yes.
They didn't just come down. When you read the Assyrian text, the Hebrew text, the Egyptian text, the Greek text, these gods, in order to materialize, to take three-dimensional expression, for some reason required the need to blend different species
mm-hmm.
in order to create whatever this pathway was, this portal was, through which they could extend themselves into the material world. And it was that leaped off the pages to me, because it's exactly what we're doing in biotechnology today. We're crossing the species. we're even talking about it in terms of transhumanism, of extending past our natural our natural biological creation, making ourselves something different than, if you're a Christian, what the Creator made it, or if you're some other religion, what the Creator made, or even if you just, you know, you're a Darwinist, this is something that evolution did not allow for.
Yes.
We are breaking the natural evolutionary or creation barriers. And what I was doing, looking into these old records, for instance, looking at such texts as the Book of Jasher, which is referred to in the Bible in the Book of Joshua 10 and also in 2 Samuel 1, where it says, quote, after the fallen angels went in unto the daughters of men. Okay? After the fallen angels went into the daughters of men, the sons of men began teaching the mixture of animals of one species with the other in order to provoke the Lord, end quote. That's Jasher 4:18. I started running into these old places in Scripture like this, and all of them were referring back to this story in Genesis 6 about these intelligences, these angels, these watchers who came down and saw the daughters of men, that they were fit extensions. And I began comparing that to what we were doing now, and I also started hearing the echoes in my mind of my experiences out of my family, and this whole thing about alien abduction, and the fact that what Jacques Vallée said, that these super intelligences seem to require what he called vital energy, molecular matter associated with three-dimensional life forms, that for whatever reason that seemed to be required as almost kind of a construct material for achieving incarnation by these other dimensional or super intelligent beings. And by the way, because I know you have a lot of people of faith who listen to your show, for people who are kind of bothered by the whole idea that these watchers or other types of super intelligent beings would be able to manipulate biological matter, mixing humans and animals, and creating somehow then some pathway through which they could extend themselves from their dimension into our dimension. What I say to people is that it was the Creator alone who possesses the power, according to the Hebrew text, to hayah, to speak, to say, let there be, and to call forth raw atomic nuclear energy into specified molecular form. He's the only one that can do that. But after he has done that, this created living energy after the fact can be manipulated, just like it can be and is being manipulated, according to these news stories that we're reading right now, and these are facts. These are not just news stories. And also, therefore, could be manipulated by these so-called gods of the old days in order to construct three-dimensional expressions through which they brought themselves from their reality into ours. And that, according to I.D.E. Thomas and people like him, that even explains why animals and humans have been killed and mutilated and stolen and disappeared in these UFO flap areas.
Mm-hmm.
It might also explain why the ancients were so afraid of these beings. The Sumerians, the Hittites, the Babylonians, the Assyrians, they believed that openings, this is so interesting, gateways, windows, symbolized celestial or multidimensional openings through which either dark influences or light influences could seek entry into a person's life or into a town or whatever. That's the reason why even today you'll see certain people of certain religions, they put candles in their windows or do different things to block these openings into the home because they were symbolic. It was a kind of imitative magic, and today it's not just magic, but it's a kind of reverence. It's a kind of a petition before God to protect these openings into our lives. These are visible things that we can see, but they refer to much deeper metaphysical or religious ideas. And that's the reason why in these ancient records, You saw this imitative magic for protecting against undesirable entities in the homes and gateways, big, huge openings that came into the city that were represented on Earth, like in the Assyrian archways, where, for instance, using these elaborate construction ceremonies, they would build these huge archways coming into the Assyrian towns, and then they would bless those with good names and good omens. And they would build these colossal transgenic creatures, which I think is interesting in its own right, that would flank these city gates and the palace entries. And they did that in order to keep undesirable forces from coming through the doorways, the openings, the portals, the windows, because it was something that they understood had happened in their history, and it was their way to try to keep it from happening in their own reality.
Yeah, like gargoyles on churches, I suppose. Let me ask you to hang on for a second here. Tom Horn, our special guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. By all means, go and check out the website there, www.RaidersNewsUpdate.com. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We are already at the end of hour number one. Our special guest this evening, Tom Horn. His website, www.RaidersNewsUpdate.com. The forthcoming book is entitled Nephilim Stargates, the Year 2012, and the Return of the Watchers. Tom, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Amazing stuff. You know, you're talking about how, you know, a lot of this genetic engineering and transgenics and all that, and how it dates back all the way through history. This is amazing stuff. And I wanted to ask you this. I had seen, in conjunction with one of my guest books, I guess it would be a carving of sorts, probably, you know, something along the lines of hieroglyphics and whatnot. But there was a clearly and obviously, it could be nothing else, a DNA helix in several of these carvings. So you can see quite plainly this goes back thousands and thousands of years and probably much more than that. But just based on that alone, well, then you tie in things like the mystery religions and you tie in the secret societies and how they sort of practice all these things. And you look at those people are in power now, and those people are authorizing these things to take place now. I think there's a connection there.
Well, you know what, I think, yes, certainly that in a couple of different ways. One, that there are, if you buy into this idea in the same way that I do, mm-hmm. and I do not because of indoctrination, but because of my own right. life experiences, you believe that there are very powerful unseen forces that are at work in the universe that have an interest in where the world and all of that is going, and how they might machinate the end conclusion, which in the Bible, of course, would be talked about as Armageddon and this great conflict between the forces of good and the forces of evil. New world order, and that there are those people who have an interest. It has never been my life pursuit, like it has been some people, to study all of the finite details of things like the Illuminati. But I do know that there are groups of people who are very devout in terms of their interest in esoterica and power as it is derived through ritual and even lineage, people born from certain bloodlines and things like that. But I do see the connection between that and this whole event, this grand conspiracy that started at the beginning of time, in which these forces sought about to disrupt the plan of God, to cut off the proto-evangelium, to stop the birth of a Messiah, to destroy the creation of God. I try to be really careful, Frank, because I know that you have a lot of people who listen to this show that are not Christians too.
Sure.
And I have my worldview and I have my upbringing and that, but I also don't want to offend anybody, and I'm very willing to talk to people who disagree with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to look at really kind of the bigger historical picture.
Yeah.
That an event occurred, and that because it was recorded around the world, it becomes believable. The details tend to be the same. You was talking about the,
There's a consistency in this history, and we'll get into this a little bit more, Tom. We have
okay.
to pause for a brief station identification for our affiliates. Folks, please stay with us back in 90 seconds with hour number two and our special guest, Tom Horn.